Welcome to the podcast, to the video. We've got a question from the coaching group, and it is, I've been hanging out with this girl. We get along well. She seems interested in me, but I'm not sure how best to initiate the kissing, more intimate stuff. Any tips? Great question. And we've all been there or will be there. You know, if you know, you know. So basically, I'm 46 next month. It's July 2023, so I've been around the scene. I've been Mr. Virgin Boy, and I've been Mr., you know, girls banging on the hotel room, one after the other, boyfriends find out, documentaries made about me, right? Player, fuckboy, whatever you want to call me, sex scandals, whatever. So I've been on both sides of the fence. The guy who's like, oh, he's just a friend. He Harley's nice too. This guy had sex with my girlfriend, smashed this guy's pelvis, and I don't like it. Here's a 5-part document. I've been both sides of the fence, all right? You know, people call me some of the haters call me a rapist, and some of them call me a virgin. So I've been both sides of the fence, and what people think about me. Now, I'll tell you what, all right? If you don't know already, newsflash, women prefer dominant men, all right? That they find attractive, okay? So if you are her type, you know, watch the Taylor Swift videos, all right? You can put the lyrics on or turn it off, just watch the Taylor Swift stuff. People are like, well, I'm not watching Taylor Swift, I'm a man. Why would I watch that crap? Taylor Swift, 50 Shades of Grey, all right? This stuff's made by women for women, all right? It's, yes, you might find it corny and cringe, but study it. If you want to understand women, study what they like. Like if you want to catch spiders, you got to go where the spiders are. Right? If you want to catch bees, you got to use honey. Whatever. Not saying you should catch, but you know what I'm saying. If you want to catch certain things and have a good, you know, a good habitat for it, like I look after spiders. What does a spider eat? Okay, it needs flies and needs worms, whatever. You got to study what you want to be better at. So, you know, women like guys who initiate, who are aggressive, guys that they like, right? Now, this is where the feminism thing really throws a spanner in the works, and the Me Too movement, where, you know, here in Australia, we have a lady called Brittany Higgins who got paid $2.5 million for an alleged, not even proven, it was thrown out of court. Right, it was thrown out of court. She still got $2.5 million payout from her employer for an alleged rape. And the guy who was charged with it said it never happened. All right, so it's he said, she said. Personally, I think she's a liar. A lot of people think she's a liar. You know, she changed her story. She lied, blah, blah, blah. Either way, where are we getting with that? That sort of stuff makes guys fear initiating with women, because they're like, well, what if I go in to kiss her and she calls the cops and I go to prison for 10 years for sexual assault? Because that's a legitimate reality. I mean, Harvey Weinstein, the Hollywood guy, study him. He is the goat of Hollywood. He makes and breaks careers. So you got all these Hollywood starlets just climbing over each other to ride on Harvey Weinstein's fish stick dick, you know, allegedly. And then they're like, actually, I can double dip on the payout. My career's, I'm not getting the attention I want in the media. Hey, no, actually, I had sex with Harvey Weinstein, but I didn't consent. No, I take that back. I regret it and I take it back. I changed my mind on that. Actually, it wasn't consenting. It was, but it wasn't. You know, so then this creates this environment where a woman can weaponize a man's advance and she might be down to kiss, bro. But then she might change her mind. She might actually, no, I think you're a fuckboy. Actually, you're a rapist. I'm calling the cops. Or, fuck the police. I'm going to go to social media because that's more effective for getting attention or money or whatever. So, clout. So you always have to be, what would be my advice in 2023? Damn. Yeah, I don't know where you are. Are you in Thailand? Are you in India? Are you with African girls? You know, in a non-Western situation where they're more feminine and more real, you know, just balanced, you know, sane. So it depends, bro. All right. People don't talk about this stuff because it's controversial. It's unpopular. It's like, I talk about it. All right. Because I ain't here to be popular. I'm here to make a fucking difference for men and women. Okay, so I would say, I don't know your experience level, okay? But if I was you, I would press record, voice record on your phone, all right, whatever phone you use, just press record. Oh, that's illegal. No, it's better to have a little misdemeanor charge than go to prison for fucking 20 years for an alleged rape or whatever. But imagine if that Bruce Lehman guy, Brittany Higgins's fling, imagine if he just pressed voice record on his phone. Imagine if he did that, all right? Just a simple little press the button, save file, done. Imagine if he did that, okay? Save all this crap. But he didn't, okay? Because he trusted her. He trusted her, and anyway. Don't never, ever trust people. Women change their mind, all right? They change their... They're like, I'm going to wear this tonight. And actually, no, I'm going to get changed. I'm going to wear this tonight. No, actually, I'm going to get changed. I love these shoes. Buys them. They sit in the cupboard. Oh, those shoes are disgusting. Give them away, throw them away, sell them for $10 on Facebook. All right, women change their mind. They'll be clamoring for Black Friday sales to get a dress and never ever wear it. I'll be like, I'd go from my mum's wardrobe looking for chocolate biscuits or whatever as a kid. And I go for the clothing. I was like, these shoes are brand new. This dress has still got the price tag on it. And I'm like, Mum, how come you buy stuff and you never wear it? She goes, oh, all women do that. I didn't really understand as an 8-year-old, but I was like, okay, it's an observation. Women change their mind. So press voice record and just ask her, did you want to kiss me? And she'll have a few different questions, a few different answers for that one. But simply just say, just lean back and say, did you want to kiss me? And she'll either say one of two or three, four things. She'll say, no, no. And then you'll say, oh, I didn't say you could. It just seemed like you had something on your mind, you know? And again, be careful then not to reject her, because a rejected woman, you know, becomes a Brittany Higgins or a, you know, what's the face? Amber Heard, okay? So you can say, oh, it just seemed like you had something on your mind, you know? Or the next answer, she might say, yeah, I have been thinking about that. And then you lean in, start kissing her, all right? She's giving you verbal consent. It's on audio file, all right? And then, you know, the other answer might be, oh, maybe I sort of thought about it. And you go, okay, let's find out then. And you just lean in, give her a peck and go from there. Feel it out, okay? That's all you have to do, okay? Ask the question, did you want to kiss me? All right? Ask the question, oh, that's so corny, blah, blah, blah. Well, some women are like, just grab me. Girls, guys can't do that in 2023. I mean, they can and they do, but it's just like driving your car at 300k an hour. You're probably going to be okay. But there's plenty of people who weren't okay, and they're in prison, or their lives got fucked, or whatever, okay? So it's always best to voice record. It's always best practice to voice record. It's always best practice to voice record screenshots, text, etc. I mean, I'm lucky I did that, okay? I'm lucky I did that. So, you know, but even then, you can do all that, and it still won't matter on the court of social media, because if haters are going to hate, they're going to hate. But anyway, I'm talking worst case scenario, but best case practice, that's what you need to do, okay? So there you go, just ask the question, how to initiate, just ask it. You know, you can start with massage, you can go from there, you can feel it out. But I don't know your experience level. Maybe you're a virgin guy, maybe you've never even kissed a girl before, that's okay. We've all been there, okay? We've all been there. So it's, and not everyone has a wingman like me on that night, or that day, etc. But you got me in the coaching group, and that's as good as, it's, you know, that's as good as you need. That's as good as it's going to get in terms of, you know, that sort of, damn, I wish I had me back in the day. Like, I'm basically being big brother or uncle to situations that I didn't have, or I did have someone give me support, and I'm like, okay, we could do it even better than that, you know, and I appreciate all the people who've helped me in my life. That's why I like paying it forward, paying it back. So that's why I just asked the question, did you want to kiss me? Those exact words with a confident smirk on your face. Did you want to kiss me? You know what I mean? Just like when you walk in the shoe store and someone's like, hey, do you need any help? You know what I mean? Do you need any help? They're like, do you need any help? So I'm like, do you need any help, mate? It's this is how you say it. Hey, do you need any help? Hey, did you want to kiss me? Hey, did you want to kiss me? You say a bit of a smirk. A bit of a grin, a cheeky vibe, all right? It's lighthearted, okay? Girls like lighthearted guys. And then you can escalate it from there, okay? Escalate it from there. again, hit the voice record, okay? And this is why a lot of guys end up going gay, because they're like, fuck this, man. I have anxiety being around women, because what if she flips and goes to the cops and said makes up some bullshit, or goes on Google or leaves a Google review of my employer? Yeah, well, that happens all the time. You know, I talk with police officers in South Australia, and they're like, you wouldn't believe how many, you know, fake claims we get. So you just got to prepare for it. Voice record, voice record, voice record, okay? But again, if the girl doesn't feel rejected or her boyfriend doesn't find out, it's very, very unlikely there's going to be a fake claim against you, okay, guys? The main reason she'll make a fake claim is if she's going to lose a job, if her boyfriend or her husband finds out, or you make her feel rejected, okay? So do your aftercare. It's called aftercare. You have it with your phones, you have it with your computers, aftercare. If you have any intimacy, make sure she feels all right about it. Make sure she feels respected. A cuddle, a walk home, a text, had a great night, good night, stuff like that, okay? Aftercare, guys, is so important, okay? It's so important. Anyway, that is the deal. Ask that question. And if you want more information, ask us in the coaching group, and we'll do more of a deep dive. But just start with that. Let's start with that and go from there.